The Dove World Outreach Centre in Gainesville isn't exactly a megachurch. It's got just 30 members. But an act of desecration by their pastor, Terry Jones, has provoked outrage amongst Muslims and Christians alike. And American evangelical leaders are now anxious to distance themselves from the actions of a man many regard as dangerously eccentric. Joel C. Hunter is also a pastor in Florida and leader within the National Association of Evangelicals, which represents 43,000 churches in the United States. I asked him how he reacted to the news that a Christian pastor had burned a Quran.
Disgust. I'm pretty repulsed by the whole matter.
Pastor Terry Jones denies that he is responsible for any of the deaths that have followed from this burning of the Quran, and he points to killings as yet another example of the extremism of Islam. Do you believe he must share some moral culpability for these killings?
Absolutely. This was an act of one tiny extremist fringe from one religion inciting a corresponding extremist fringe from another religion to harm innocent civilians. And it is most certainly the responsibility of both parties for what has happened.
Do you regard Terry Jones as a fellow evangelical Christian?
I don't know the state of his spiritual life. I know that he has no credibility in his own community. I know that something like this is not a powerful statement. It's a tantrum, and it's much more a type of exhibitionism rather than any kind of political move. And so I don't know the state of his life spiritually because I don't know him.
Do you think he has any credibility amongst American evangelicals?
None. He has a little church of 30 people. As I said, even in his own community, he's not seen as a person of credibility.
Pastor Jones says now that he's considering staging a public trial of the Prophet Muhammad's life and values. How incendiary do you think that event could be?
Well, unfortunately, I think it would be very incendiary because the media is interested in these types of extreme forms of exhibitionism, because they shock people, and it's a way for people like Pastor Jones to feel significant for a moment. And so I think that if it were published, it would be very incendiary.
Do you think that you or your organization, the National Association of Evangelicals, could exert some influence over Pastor Jones at this point to avert that kind of event?
You know, we've tried reaching out to him, even I as a pastor in Florida. A friend of mine is an imam who spoke with him and helped talk him out of this the first time. But the very definition of a fundamentalist is that they don't listen to outsiders. And so those of us who are more the broad voice of evangelicals really don't have the kind of access to an extremist or a fundamentalist that you might think is available.
Well, then there is the question of the law. Do you think the United States should consider new laws that prohibit this kind of desecration of religious texts, a kind of anti-incitement to religious hatred legislation?
That would be very difficult with our First Amendment right to free expression. As long as he couches it in terms of religion, that would be difficult to establish a law here. The general sense of a very broad representation of the religious community, no matter whether they be Muslim or Christian or Jewish, would be very skeptical of a move like that.
Pastor Joel C. Hunter